USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI has told lawmakers they are in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop with over 40,000 emails, some dealing with communist China, Ukraine, Russia, and more. The FBI also announced it was not treating it as a Russian misinformation campaign. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan, tells Fox News, hogwash on the folks crying wolf again. Let's get to the meat of the matter.
And we have Clapper, Brennan, Yates, Susan Rice, all these people saying we saw no collusion, no coordination between Russia. We never saw any evidence of any coordination or any collusion. So these are now the same people as telling us, oh, the Russians are running some disinformation operation. No one's buying it. Let's get to the facts. Let's figure out exactly how much Joe Biden knew about this, because it sure looks like Joe Biden misled the American people.
The laptop was forfeited for non-payment after it was never picked up from a Delaware repair shop. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, off the campaign trail and at home since the Hunter Biden laptop story broke, has even more questions to answer. Here's Joe Biden at his recent town hall on ABC.
What do you say to people like Sean who doubt your denial because they think you want to keep that promise?
Tell them the Boilermakers overwhelmingly endorsed me, okay? So the Boilermakers unions endorsed me because I sat down with them in great detail with leadership exactly what I would do.
Sean is Boilermakers Local 154, Sean Steffi. He was on Fox News saying, whoa, we endorse President Trump.
I'm our political chair on our lead committee, and I know that I was at the Latrobe rally with my business manager, John Hughes, and 100 members when we gave President Donald Trump our endorsement out of Local 154 in Pittsburgh.
Thursday's last presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat nominee Joe Biden will be at the Belmont University in Nashville, which was also the site of the 2008 debate between Barack Obama and John McCain. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As Washington politicians continue to play politics over a stimulus relief package for hurting Americans, the president tells Fox News Tuesday he's ready to up the ante.
I would be willing to go more because I think that, number one, I view it differently. We get the money back, the government. It gets the money back ultimately anyway.
What the president wants is more projects that have a return on investment. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows at the White House.
Money's in infrastructure, money in bringing back manufacturing from China to America. Those are dollar amounts that actually are a cost, but they are also a stimulus to our economy that hopefully provide a return.
Democrat Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi signals some progress.
I'm optimistic because I do think we have a shared value. Not many, but a shared value that finally is they want to crush the virus. And that's been a change from even over the weekend when they put forth language that wasn't respectful of what we needed to do.
Both sides will talk again tomorrow. The son of fame actor Robert Redford has died. James Redford, 58, an activist, filmmaker, and philanthropist. His death was confirmed by his wife, Kylie. The grief is immeasurable with the loss of a child. Jamie was a loving son, husband, and father. A statement provided by Robert Redford's publicist, Cindy Berger, read, "His life lives on through his children, art, filmmaking, and devoted passion to conservation and the environment. Liver cancer is the culprit." USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.